tonight, speakers.
Thanks, Jay. My name's Alan. I'm an addict.
Hi, Alan.
All week long, people have been asking me, am I nervous about doing this chair tonight? And all week long, I've been going, no, it's only a meeting, it's just another chair, no big thing. And I've sat down here and my heart is pounding. It's pounding. I'm surprised this mic ain't picking it up and it's booming around the room. But when I got here, I kind of listened to my mate outside. He said, go and get on your knees and pray. And I'm not one for getting on my knees too much. I say my little prayers, and you know, but I don't often get on my knees. And come in here, I looked around and I flew in the toilet and I got on my knees. And I asked God, I said to God, please don't let this be piss I'm kneeling in, because it's really not. I did ask him to just remove my ego just for 15 minutes. I can have it back after, do what I want to do with, and run around and show it off to everybody that wants to see it or not. As I said, I'm an addict, and I don't know when I became an addict, if I was born with this, whether I crossed some sort of line throughout my using, I don't know. But all I do know is that I'm an addict, and I can't use successfully, no matter what substance is. I just can't do it, and I've tried so many different ways of doing it, and it doesn't work for me, you know. And I was listening to these readings, and I was trying to listen to them, but my head was chattering away about what I'm going to say, because I haven't planned what I'm going to say. I'll just open my mouth and see what falls out. Usually it's a lot of old tosh, but let's hope not tonight. One of them lines stood out for me. He said, in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. And I heard that when I first came around, and I thought, yeah, that's what we do. But do you know what? That's not what I did. I didn't seek help from out of desperation. You know, I came in, I sat down, and I sought identification from people. You know, I listened to people, and I identified, and I felt like I belonged. You know, I listened to people's madness. You know, it meant I wasn't alone with my own madness. And that done me well for quite a while. It done me well. You know, I wasn't alone anymore. And I kind of felt like, because you're all fucking lunatics too. That was all right with me. You know, I fitted in. But that wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. You know, I kept on and on and on. You know, I stayed clean for quite a while, and not getting involved in sponsorship, not working any kind of program, just turning up at meetings. You know, turning up at meetings, doing things my way. You know, living life according to Al. You know, thinking I was doing all right. And I was doing all right. I am doing all right. No, but I thought it was all about the external stuff. You know, I had to go to college, get a qualification, go to work, get a flash car, get a nice telly, get some money in the bank. That's what it was all about, money in the bank. You know, and this year, or last year now, is, you know, it showed me that it's not enough. I hit a place where I became really quite desperate again. You know, coming to meetings, I know loads of people in meetings, but I felt really quite disconnected and lonely and isolated. And you know, I spent months, about 3 months last year, wanting to use almost daily. Daily. You know, I don't know how I didn't use. You know, and I had to reach out. In desperation, I sought help, you know, from people in Narcotics Anonymous. I asked someone to sponsor me, and that's not new for me. You know, I've had sponsors before. I've had loads of sponsors. You know, I sit in a coffee shop, tell you I've got a sponsor. You know, sometimes I didn't even have the sponsor's phone number. You know, I was not a sponsor. I just did it. You know, but last year I kind of became a sponsee. For the first time in my life, I kind of I was willing to take a bit of direction from somebody and from other people too. I'm one of those addicts that think, me personally, I think I know best. My plan's always the best plan. You know, you got a good idea, yeah, great, that's a good idea, but I've got a better idea than that. Because I'm quite arrogant. No, I'm not quite arrogant, that's a lie. I'm very arrogant. I'm very arrogant, and I think I'm smarter than the average cookie. That's what I think, and that's my problem. You know, my ego. My ego is huge. It's huge. And I know that hides a low self-esteem, but it's still there. You know, it's still there, and you know, that's where my illness, it lives in that ego. It really does. It is the. I think my ego and the illness is one and the same. So I try to put my ego aside. You know, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. You know, at the moment it's in and out, because my head's chattering away saying, no, you're talking rubbish, shush, do a bolt, tell a joke and go. Do you know what I mean? But that's my ego. The truth is, I'm not here to entertain you. I'm just not. You know, I'm here to stay clean, and if me staying clean can help somebody else stay clean, then great. That's the bonus. But fundamentally, I'm here to stay clean. You know, this isn't my first time in NA. You know, I've had my fair share of relapses, and it doesn't get any better. I heard that when I first got here. It does not get any better. It gets worse. You know, but my ego was so big then; it was in control completely. I thought, you're talking rubbish, mate. You're talking rubbish. I've learned enough here. You know, not to go full on back out there in a relapse. And you know what? I was out there ducking and diving, lying, thieving, and cheating. You know. I come back in off that relapse after a suicide attempt because I didn't think I'd be able to get clean again, even though I knew there was another way. And that's the power of my illness. You know, it doesn't want me to be happy. It doesn't. It wants me to sit indoors crying into me fucking me beer. Oh, I swore. Oops. Never mind. Right, but I'm here, and I look around, and I was speaking to someone outside, and they've gone, look, there's a lot of people here. Aren't you nervous? And I went, well, not really, because I know lots of people, and lots of people in this room have got love for me. They've got love for me. And I know that, I can see that. I've been looking around people and nodding and winking and smiling and saying hello and that. Go on now. Because I know when I'm sitting out there and I see someone struggling to a chair, I'm not sitting there thinking, look at that mug. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, go on. And that's a change. That's a change. I couldn't see that in other people before. I couldn't see that in myself before. I'm really all right. This ain't as bad as I thought it'd be. It ain't. I mean, Paula said to me before, as I sat down, said, "Michelle, you're just here to make me sound well." because she knows me. I thought I'd stick it on there because I don't know why. I don't know how long I've been talking for, about 10 minutes, more than that.
What?
No?
8 minutes.
Is that all?
8 minutes.
I've only been talking for 8 minutes. What am I going to talk about now? I haven't spoken about using. You know, I mean, we've all used a lot of drugs in a lot of different ways, and to be quite honest, I find it very boring. You know, I know it's important to talk about using, and it's important for me to hear people talking about using, because I do forget what it was like for me out there. You know, I really do. And you know, getting in touch with that desperation again, that desperation that when I first got here, it's very important. It's very important. Like I said before, though, when I first got here in desperation, I didn't seek help. I just sat down. You know, and I don't know. Last year, that desperation was back. It was back, and I don't think that's going to... I hope I don't lose that again. I hope I don't. You know, because I'm sitting here looking at this bit of paper in front of me. I sat down, and it's my step four. I've been given my step four again. More work. You know, I wanted to come in here and just sound really well. 5 minutes, sweet. I wanted to sound really well, and I sat down, and thought, oh, no, I've got to finish that. I've got, that's all I can see. I'm looking around, but this is like a big bit of paper in front of me, and I'm thinking, oh no. But you know what? I will do this. You know, I haven't got that much left to do on it, but I will get it done. Because I do feel like before when I was coming to NA, and I was just sitting there getting identification and just going out for coffee and trying to get on with life, you know. Now I want something more, and I feel like I'm worth something more. I'm worth more than what I had before and what I was before. I've just got to apply myself. And it ain't that difficult. You know, it ain't that difficult. This is my first ever step four. I've been coming to NA for nearly 12 years. On and off. I've had a couple of relapses in between, but I've been here for nearly 7 years again, and I haven't picked up a bloody pen. You know, I have now. Because I do not want to go back to where I came from. You know, stuck, lost, and trapped. Trapped. You know, I thought my only way of getting out of that addiction was to commit suicide. And I did try that. I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to admit that. I was once upon a time. You know? But I'm not anymore. I've got another way out. It's sitting here in front of me. It's sitting there in front of me. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say, I think. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you.